Senate and House committees have been investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election for more than a year, yet the first congressional criminal referral is a request for the Justice Department to investigate a former British spy whose disputed dossier on President Trump's ties to Russia has been a flashpoint. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley and fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham took the unusual step of asking for the investigation of former British spy Christopher Steele last Friday. The move was ripped by Democrats on the panel. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, the top Democrat on the panel, said the Democrats were not consulted and called this an effort to deflect attention from the broader Russia investigation. My guest is William Banks, professor at Syracuse University School of Law. Bill, let's first discuss what Grassley and Graham are asking for. As I understand it, it's an investigation which would most likely be done by the FBI, about whether Steele lied to the FBI about his statements to the press about the dossier. Sounds a little circular.
It is a little circular, and I think you've summarized it well. And I agree with Senator Feinstein's characterization. I think this is a partisan move to deflect attention from the core of the investigation that's ongoing. It is, I think, fair to wonder more about the Steele dossier and how it came into the hands of our intelligence community and just what Steele was up to. You know, the bottom line, however, is that whatever role his dossier has played, our intelligence community had other sources that would have led them to the information about Russian interference in the election, even if Steele had never written his dossier or tried to share it with the United States.
Is that why there's been so much focus on this dossier, whether or not that was how the Russian investigation was started by the FBI?
Well, I think some of the Republicans on the committees are trying to characterize it that way to undermine the premise which began the investigation that there was some lawful way to know in 2016 that the Russians were up to no good here. Indeed, though, we know from several media reports that the Justice Department had intelligence intercepts on Russian attempts to interfere in the election, at least by June or July of 2016, and likely much earlier.
How unusual is this for a congressional committee to ask for an investigation like this?
It's fairly unusual, and of course they can ask, but they don't have any legal authority to compel. It's simply a request, a referral. It's up to the Justice Department to decide what to do with that referral. So, again, I think it's more posturing than anything else. I think they are trying to undermine the Steele dossier, and that's fine. I don't think that the Steele dossier is going to be central to any part of the investigation going forward because, as I said, they had other ways of obtaining the same information, and much of the stuff that's in the Steele dossier, I think, is not really part of the congressional investigation nor part of what Mueller's trying to do.
Some legal experts have said that this shows the Justice Department being pulled into a partisan battle. Is the independence of the Justice Department at stake in any way here?
Well, it would be, I think, if they took this request very seriously. I think they won't. I think they'll decline. As we know, the Justice Department itself was hobbled a bit at the very beginning because Attorney General Sessions was recused from being involved in the supervision of the Mueller investigation. So that's being handled by the deputy, Rod Rosenstein. And now, with requests coming from Congress, you further question, I think, the independence of justice. But I think justice is up to the task here. They'll simply decline to move forward with this request.
I wonder, on a practical level, this request would involve digging into allegations of the dossier. Are those allegations that the Republicans necessarily want to be, inquired about?
I think they're probably, if they could, they would be more interested in how the dossier found its way into the hands of U.S. investigators, who paid Steele and why, what was their motivation. So to try to paint the Democrats and particularly the Clinton campaign in an unfavorable light.
Tell us about what's been happening between Chuck Grassley and the organization that, as I understand it, initially asked for this dossier to be made.
Well, I think Grassley, who's long been a chair of the Senate committee and has a decades long experience in the Senate, has never been a fan of the Clintons or the Clinton campaign and attempt at the presidency in 2016, and I think he sees this as one of the few opportunities that he's had now that that Donald Trump is the president to try to gain some kind of victory against the Clintons, even after their electoral opportunities have gone by the wayside.
So it was just to straighten out where the what we know about the dossier. A group called Fusion GPS originally commissioned it, and then it was picked up later by the Clinton campaign.
That's what we believe based on what's been reported, and a law firm may have been involved in paying for the dossier, the law firm that was supporting the Clinton campaign at the time. I think none of these can be called hard facts at this point because it's all based on reporting from a lot of multiple sources.
Lindsey Graham also said he wants a special counsel to review the matter. So a special counsel in addition to the special counsel.
Right.
Why is that allegation, why is that request being made?
Well, I think Graham is just going at the same objective in a different way. You know, if you can't get the Justice Department to launch a criminal case, you might get them to appoint a special counsel. And I think he's, again, sort of flailing at windmills here. That's not likely to happen. We've got an investigation ongoing of Russian interference. Often, I've said this to you on your program before, I think we sometimes lose sight that the investigation is principally about Russian interference. The chance that it's also about Trump administration or Trump campaign collusion was not the principal objective for the investigation. It may be a secondary objective, but it gets certainly more of the attention, I think, in our media. And so the Republicans are reacting to what may be the lesser of the two objectives of the investigation.
All right. Thanks, Bill. It's always a pleasure to have you here. That's William Banks, professor at Syracuse University School of Law.